弟兄姊妹们好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我想开始的时候还是先有一个祷告啊。
And as we begin this morning, that I ask that we have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，你是全有、全足、全分的神。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for you are the omnipotent God.
我们有你就够了。
And that as long as we have you, we have enough.
你的同在是我们最大的需要，是我们最大的满足，也是我们最大的喜乐。
And your presence is all we need and all we could ever hope for, and it truly fulfills us.
所以就求你的同在亲自来覆庇我们。
And so may your presence be here to sustain us.
就我们以下的时间，主啊，都仰望在你的恩手中。
And we place the following time into your hands.
求你来掌权，求你来做主。
And may you be lifted up, may you be Lord.
垂听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayers. We pray this in your most precious name.
Amen.
Amen. 这个面对的弟兄姊妹跟面对的电脑确实是感觉不一样啊。
And there's truly a difference between meeting brothers face to face as well, compared to meeting through online format.
我想最大的区别就是，当我面对弟兄姊妹的时候，我看见你们一个一个都很可爱。
And I trust that, that when we meet face to face, that I can see how precious each brother and sister are.
但是当我面对电脑的时候，我看见了一个最不可爱的人，就是我自己。
And so when I'm online, the one thing that I see is someone who is not precious, and that is myself.
所以这个就是最大的区别。
And that is the biggest lack.
对，那我想我们还是先来读一段主的话啊。
And so let's start by reading a couple words from Scripture.
马太福音第十八章第一到第五节。
And let's start by turning to Matthew chapter 18 verses 1 through 5.
马太十八章一到五节。
Matthew 18 verses 1 through 5.
我们为了省一点时间，我们这个中文英文一起读啊。
And for the sake of time, let's read Chinese and English together.
开始。当时门徒进前来问耶稣说，天国里谁是最大的？耶稣便叫一个小孩子来，使他站在他们当中，说，我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。所以凡自己谦卑像小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。凡为我的名接待一个像这小孩子的，就是接待我。今天有一点负担，跟弟兄姊妹们交通一点这个关于进天国又回转变成小孩子的样子。
And this morning, the burden that I have to share with brothers and sisters is this idea of returning and entering the kingdom of heaven and returning into the state of a child.
那在刚刚我们所读的经文里面，我们看见说门徒问了主耶稣一个问题，就是说天国里面谁是最大的。
And we see here in the passage that we just read, the disciples have asked the Lord Jesus, who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
我实在是觉得这是一个很麻烦的问题，很头痛的问题。
And I trust that this is a very confusing and mind-boggling question.
这个门徒们为了这个问题已经争论了好多次了，甚至主耶稣被卖的那一晚，他们还争论了一下。
And the disciples have argued about this point many times, even on the day of his betrayal. The disciples were arguing on this point.
那我想，我们天然人，我们都喜欢做大，我们。这个不喜欢小。
And that we as man, love to be the greatest.
那当门徒问这个问题的时候，主耶稣便叫了一个小孩子过来，站在他们当中。
But when the disciples asked the Lord Jesus this question, the Lord Jesus called a child to himself.
然后在第三节这里说，我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。
And so it says in verse 3, truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们看见说，首先不是这个谁大谁小的问题，乃是你进不进得去的问题。
So the first point that I would like to make is that it is not about who is greatest or who is not, but it is about whether you can enter or you cannot.
我们知道说圣经里面的话，这不单单是对门徒说的，也是对我们所有弟兄姊妹说的。
And I trust that the words in the Bible are not just said to the disciples, but that it is to each and every brother and sister who reads it.
所以这里主说要回转，说明说我们这个路走错了啊，我们需要回转。
And so the Lord here says to turn back, and so it denotes that we are walking in the wrong direction.
我们这个方向错了。
And that we have the wrong direction.
Okay. 所以我们都太大了。 啊，需要回转变成小孩子的样式。那这里的重点就是这个小字。
And so we think that we are too great, and so we must become like children, and we must become small.
这个进天国需要进窄门。
And so to enter into the kingdom, we must enter through the narrow gate.
所以这个窄门就是指着我们主耶稣基督说的，我们的主耶稣基督他就是那个门，就是窄门。
And so it says in the Bible that just as the Lord Jesus is the narrow gate that we must enter through him.
所以凡是与主耶稣基督生命性情无关的，都要被挡在这个窄门之外。
So that anyone who does not have a part in him, that if we do not go through him, then we can, we are stuck outside.
都会被过滤掉。
And that we will be passed over.
那所有属灵的事都是要以基督入门的。
And all that is spiritual must go through Christ as the door.
所以我们知道说太胖了我们就进不去了。
And so if we are too big, then we cannot enter.
那不仅如此，这个虚假的也进不去，太复杂的也进不去。
And those who are too complicated, cannot enter either.
所以我觉得说，许多时候我们不仅是属灵的胖子，我们这个还是虚胖啊，这是假的胖子，虚胖，
虚胖是假的，
胖子。
So we cannot be too fat to enter into that narrow gate.
这个胖已经够糟糕了，结果我们还很复杂，这个身上还有大包小包一大堆。
And so if we are too fat, then and we are complicated, then it is just a world of trouble.
所以难怪我们这个门进不去。
And so because of that, we cannot enter into this gate.
所以我们就需要回转，像小孩子那样微小，像小孩子那样简单，像小孩子那样真实。
And so we must return back to being like a child, someone who is small, someone who is simple, and someone who is pure.
对，所以如果不回转呢，那断不能进天国，意思就是你绝对进不了天国。
And if we do not return to becoming like children, then we cannot enter into that kingdom.
所以在这个第四节这里，主就说了，所以凡自己谦卑像小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
And so it says in verse 4, whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
以前我读这几节的时候，我就开始尝试着这个自己来学习一下，看看怎么样来微小自己，怎么样来自己谦卑。
And so when I, previously when I read this verse, I would often meditate and think, how do I become more childlike?
所以我发现说我尝试了多久就失败了多久。
And I have come to realize that the more that I thought about this, the more failures I have.
这个不试不知道，试了之后才知道我们自己是多么骄傲自大。
And the more that we know that we can come to realize that we are so proud of ourselves.
所以我尝试了之后，我就发现说我根本就微小不下来，根本就谦卑不下来。
And so when I think about it, more and more I realize that I cannot humble myself.
而且这个我们戴假面具戴习惯了，这个真实不起来。
And that we cannot become real.
而且呢，我们这个几十年以来都是过着很复杂的生活，也简单不下来。
And that over the years we have led such complicated lives that we cannot become more simple.
就像我们现在戴口罩一样，别人看不清你的真面目。
And just as we are wearing masks now, we can't really see someone's real face.
所以我们这个心思里面，这个情感里面啊，都是一些很乱的东西啊。这个很少有人单纯的来思想我们的主耶稣基督。
And so in our minds and in our emotions, we are such complicated people that it is very hard for us to become simple, to think upon the Lord and meditate.
对，最近这几年我一直都在这个开车。
And over these past couple of years, I've been driving.
开车送人、送餐、送货。
Drive people, like drop off food, send shipments.
所以我稍微算了一下，我大概在西雅图地区啊，在这个大西雅图地区开了将近两万次，给送东西送了两万次。
And I've calculated a little bit, and in the Seattle greater area, I've driven about 20,000 miles.
所以差不多这附近的地方我差不多都送过了，差不多都走过了。
And so in the greater Seattle area, there's pretty much no place that I haven't been.
没有什么事发生。
And there's nothing has happened.
所以我就觉得说我自己这个开车的技术超一流。
And so when I think about it like that, I think that my own skills as a driver is very good.
这个时候就开始自以为是了，开始自大了。
And then it is then that I become full of myself.
那我姊妹坐在我旁边呢，她常常劝我说：“你开慢一点，转弯不要转得太急。”
And when my wife sits next to me, she often chastises me and tells me to slow down or to take the corner a little slower.
对，我们这个人很假的，我表面上是点点头，我说好好好， 但是我心里是不以为然的。
And outwardly, I nod my head and I say yes, yes. But in my heart, I begrudgingly do so.
我心里怎么想？我心里想说，你这个开车还是我教的。
And in my heart, I think that I was the one who taught you how to drive.
直到现在，你这个连高速公路都不敢开，是你这样的小学生，你怎么能够反过来教我怎么开车呢？
That even now you are afraid to drive on the highway. How can you be the one who is teaching me how to drive?
那结果有一次呢，我这个开得很快，左转的时候也很急，而且这个心思不知道飞到哪里去。
And so one time, I was driving very fast, and I took the left turn a little faster, and I don't know where my mind, what I was thinking about.
所以没有注意到这个前面有一辆直行的车过来。
And so I did not realize, or did not see that there was a car who was coming straight on.
所以你们就知道我很厉害了，别人是目中无人，我是目中无车。
I was not able to see the car.
那结果呢，只差那么一点点，两部车就面对面的相撞。
And I missed it just by a little bit, and the, or the cars would have collided head on.
我感谢主的保守，这个还好我们双方都紧急刹车了，所以就差这么一点点。
And praise the Lord that nothing happened and that we were able to stop in time, but we were only inches apart.
对，非常的危险，所以我姊妹她吓得不轻。
And praise the Lord, but my wife was very scared.
所以事后她就对我说：“你看是不是？我跟你说了，不要太快，不要太急，这个不要太骄傲，你好像很厉害一样。”
And she turned to me and said, "Don't you see that you shouldn't be too proud of yourself for your driving skills?"
她说你这个开车好像是跟别人比赛一样。
And it seems like oftentimes when you drive, you're racing.
那我这个，我说对对对，都是我的错，我这个认错的态度非常诚恳。And
I told her, yes, it is all my fault.
Yeah. 我说我改，马上改。
And I will change immediately.
但是有没有改呢？
But did I change?
大概有改了3天。
And maybe I changed for about 3 days.
小心了3天之后，这个慢慢的我又恢复了自信。
And after 3 days of driving, slowly, I was returning back to my former self.
所以自信这个东西是很可怕的。
And pride is such a scary thing.
那我觉得说恢复自信之后，我就觉得说我那一次我只是一时疏忽而已。
And that, and I would often think that the incident that occurred was because I was lacking in focus.
只要我稍加注意了，这种事就不会发生。
And if I focus a little more, then things like this would never happen.
这我能就是超一流的时机。
And so this is something that is very scary.
所以过了不久之后，那有一天晚上，我们就送包裹送到一个很偏僻、这个很黑的地方。
And not long after, I was sending a package to an area that was really dimly lit.
那个时候呢，就开在一个这个私人车道，就是 long driveway 上面。
And I was driving down a long driveway.
结果我发现我开错了，原来是他隔壁的邻居。
And I realized that I was driving in the wrong property, and I was driving in the neighbor's driveway.
那这个人与隔壁的邻居中间呢，只隔了这么一个车位那么大的一个空地。
And there's only a difference of about a car's length between the two driveways.
这个空地上面有一点稀稀疏疏的草，有一点点草。
And there's a little grass in between.
所以我就觉得说我这个可以转过去，这一转就过去了。
And so I thought to myself that maybe I can just shift over.
Yeah, 2秒钟就可以到达邻居那边。
And in 2 seconds or less, I could be in the neighbor in the neighbor's property.
但是我姐妹就劝我说了，她说这个现在天很黑了，你看不见这个实际情况，你不知道这个空地是什么东西。
And so my wife told me, it's very dark, and you don't know what's there.
对，她觉得说你回头很简单嘛，你回头。转一转，这不到半分钟时间也到隔壁了，不需要冒这个险。
And she said, it's very easy for you to just U-turn and back out, and then go over, you would not lose much time.
那我就对我姊妹说，没关系，你这个，你相信我，我可以的。
And so I turned to my wife and I said, don't worry, trust me, I can do it.
我还跟她说一下，你要看看是谁在开车。
And I told her this one phrase, I said, you have to see, look and see who is driving.
那我说这么短的距离，我踩一下油门就过去。
And just a short distance, if I press the gas, I'll be over there in no time.
结果踩一下油门不是开过去了，是陷下去了。
And so when I, pressed the gas, I moved over and I didn't drive over, but I sunk in.
原来那个是淤泥来的。
And it was a bog.
所以这个陷下去，前面两个轮胎就陷得很深。
And so when I drove over, these, my front two tires sank even deeper.
我还准备用我那个超一流的技术，又左右摇摆，又把它退出来。
And I tried to use my skills to turn the steering wheel and try to back out.
啊，结果不是，是越陷越深。
But the more I tried, the deeper I sunk in.
所以到最后实在没办法，就打电话给保险公司，叫他过来拖车。
And so after I tried, the only thing that I could do was to call the insurance company to have them send someone to pull me out.
所以那天晚上我就在主面前这个深切的认罪，我说这个主啊，我实在是太骄傲太自大了。
And so that night, as I came before the Lord, I had to admit and confess to the Lord that I am too proud.
而且不单单是我自己这个，因着我自己的骄傲自大，我自己受苦了，还连累我身边的人受苦。
And it wasn't just myself who was suffering because of my pride, but that those around me.
那天的事情给我一个很大的教训。
And that day taught me a great lesson.
但是我们这个人这个非常顽固，那样子的教训呢，我仍旧没有谦卑下来。
And we are very hard-hearted people, and so even after an event like that happened, I could not humble myself.
仍旧不能够微小自己。
And man cannot belittle themselves.
因为这后面呢又发生了好几次这个类似的事情，这些例子实在太多了，举不胜举。
And I have many examples following after those events that are in similar standing.
那后来我就在想说，这个在我的强项上我不能够谦卑，可能在我的弱项上我可以学习学习，看看能不能谦卑。在我的 shortcoming。
Oh, that maybe in my shortcomings that I can learn to humble myself.
Yeah. 那我这个我的英语一直都很差，都很不好。
And my English is not very good.
这个单词也不好，这个语法也不好。
And the words, I'm not very familiar with the words, and the grammar use is not very well.
但是在我有一群朋友当中，他们是一句都不会，所以我反而觉得说，在他们那边蛮有优越感的。对。
But in my friend group, some of them don't know a word of English, and so when I compare myself to them, I think that I'm pretty good.
你知道。就算我们只会一句英语，还要在那些一句都不会的人面前来显摆一下。
And just, just because I know one phrase of English, I flaunt myself in front of those who know no English.
再说难听一点，就算我们一句都不会，我们还要跟别人比一比其他东西。
And just because we don't know one certain thing that we need to compare ourselves to someone else.
比如说我跟 Ben 弟兄比的话，我的英语跟他是天差地别。
And for example, my English is not as good as my brother Ben here.
但是我觉得说我中文比他好一点。
But my Chinese is better than his.
对，比如说他这个又高又帅，这一点我肯定比不上。
And just because he's tall and handsome, I can't compare to that.
但是我觉得可能我比他更有内涵一点。
But maybe I have more character than him.
所以这个就是我里面的我，就是你里面的你，就是我们里面的己。
And so this is the self in each and every one of us.
所以我就很苦恼，我常常在想，像我这样的人，就是说又没本事又没恩赐，糟糕的不得了的人，为什么不能够谦卑下来？
And so I often think and meditate that someone terrible as myself, how do I, how can I, from these, all these shortcomings, how can I not humble myself?
我们知道说我们的主很快就回来了。
And we know that the Lord will return shortly.
那我们现在最重要的就是预备好进天国。
And so the most important thing now is to prepare ourselves to enter into that kingdom.
但是这里面有一个条件, 你如果不回转变成小孩子的样子, 你就不能进天国。
But we see here that there is a condition that if we do not become like children, then we cannot enter into
the kingdom. 又像小孩子那样误以小自己, 又像小孩子那样谦卑, 但是这个我做不到。
And that we ourselves cannot achieve being small like a child or humble as a child.
这个我已经努力去尝试了, 也已经定义, 又去谦卑了,
and that I have tried countless times to humble myself, but I cannot achieve that.
那我就在问自己，那这样子我岂不是没有希望进天国了？岂不是又失去这个天国的福分？
Then do I have a hope to enter into that kingdom?
所以感谢主，圣经里面有一句话，这个罗马书9章16节那里说，不在乎定义的，不在于奔跑的，乃在乎发怜悯的神。
But we praise the Lord that in Romans chapter 9 it tells us, so then it does not depend on the man who wills or the man who runs, but on God who has mercy.
这个并不是说我们定义了，我们努力了，我们就能够误以小自己，就能够谦卑自己。这个是在乎神。
It is not about our own efforts or our own works, but that it is upon God.
所以当我有这么一点点意愿，想要谦卑自己的时候，这个神就怜悯我，他把我的眼光
So when I have this mindset to become like a child, then the Lord, in His mercy, teaches us.
那我们家有一个那个运动用的这个单杠杠杆挂在这个门框上。
And at my home, there's a pull-up bar that you can hook over the door frame.
这个已经好多年了，常常我们到晚上的时候，一家人就在那里这个轮流着来运动一下。
And it's been there for many years, and every night, our family, as a family, we would try it out.
那我们几个呢都可以站着就可以拿到了，但是只有我的小儿子 Kason, 他因为太小了，抓不到。And
so all of us in my family can reach it as we're standing, except for my son, who's not as tall.
对，他不仅抓不到，他跳起来，用尽全身的力气跳起来，还是抓不到。
And even when he jumps, he cannot reach it.
所以每次都是我抱着他上去的。
And so every time I have to lift him up to reach that bar.
那有一次他就像往常那样叫我说爸爸抱我上去。
And so one night he said to me, Father, can you lift me up?
那这句话其实我已经听了几百遍了，因为许多年了。 And
I've heard this many times over the years.
但是呢，那一天呢，这句话进入到我里面的时候。
But when I heard those words that night, I was truly touched.
当我们用尽全力来抓的时候，还是抓不到的时候，这个只有像小孩子那样喊一声爸爸。When
we try with all of our effort to reach that bar, but we cannot reach it, the only thing that we can do is to ask the Father.
因为这个我儿子他这个脊椎有一点弯曲，所以这个 pull up bar 对他很重要，可以拉直。
And because my son has some spinal issues, this helps with the muscles in his back.
所以他一叫爸爸的时候，你知道我这个做爸爸的满脸欢喜、满心快乐的跑过去把他抱起来。
And so when he says to me, he says, "Dad," with joy and with gladness, I gladly lift him up.
所以他就可以抓到了。
So that he can lift that and touch that bar.
这个小孩子他知道自己小，知道自己不能。
And a child knows that they are small and that they cannot do it.
所以他就完全依靠父亲。
And so they can fully rely upon the Father.
那我们的天父也是一样，他何等的渴望，我们也能够像小孩子那样来依靠他。
And our Heavenly Father is just like that as well, that He desires us to rely fully upon Him.
那只有我们喊一声阿爸父亲，不需要那么复杂，不需要思前想后，不需要这个弄虚作假，不需要想得很复杂。
And we don't need to overcomplicate things. We just need to cry out and say, Father.
只是一个简单自然的呼喊,
just a natural cry.
他就会满心欢喜地把我们抱在怀中。
And with joy, he will bring us to himself.
这个时候呢, 他把我们抱在怀中呢, 让我们抓到我们以前永远抓不到的东西。
And when he lifts us up, then we can attain something that we cannot attain by ourselves.
所以那天我听到我儿子喊我说爸爸的时候，我心里想，哎。 原来可以这么简单，可以这么自然，可以这么轻松，这么直接啊！
And so when I heard my son cry out to me that night, it really touched my heart and reminded me that it is something that is so simple and so easy to do.
我在想说，我儿子跟我之间是这样的关系，那我跟天上的父亲之间有没有这么简单、这么直接的关系？
And that I have such an easy relationship with my son. Do I have the same relationship with my Heavenly Father?
为什么我叫天父做事情这么困难？
Why is it that when I ask the Heavenly Father to do something,
这这么不好开口？
It's so hard to start.
为什么我的儿子可以随便简单的说，爸爸你过来抱我，我马上跑过来？
And why is it so easy for my son to just very simply say, Father help me?
所以我觉得说，我们之所以不能够微小，不能够谦卑，是因为我们没有像小孩子那样的生命。
And the reason that we cannot humble ourselves or we cannot belittle ourselves is because we do not have the mindset of a child.
没有像小孩子那样的性情。
And we do not have the characteristics of a child.
与父亲的关系不够亲密。
And that we do not have a close enough relationship with the Father.
那我们知道小孩子的生命它就是微小的生命，就是依靠的生命。
And we know that the life of a child is one that is small and one that relies on someone.
有什么样的生命就能够活出什么样的样式。
What life that we can desire is one that we can live out.
所以小孩子有小孩子的样式，这个再正常不过了。如果小孩子活出老人家的样式，那就麻烦了。
If a child lives out the life of an elderly person, then we have a problem.
对，大人有大人的样式，老人有老人的样式，基督有基督的样式。
And adults have the way that adults act, and children have the way that children act, and the Lord has one has the way that He acts.
所以神要我们回转变成小孩子的样式，其实神真正的意义呢，是要我们回转向基督的样式。
And so when the Lord tells us to become like children, His purpose is so that we can return to be like Christ.
像神的儿子主耶稣基督那样微小自己，谦卑自己。
Just like the Lord Jesus who humbled Himself.
完全的依靠天上的父亲。
And to fully rely upon the Heavenly Father.
那这个微小谦卑，这个是基督的性情。
And so to humble ourselves, this is the characteristic of God.
所以在我们里面是没有的，只有在基督里面才有。
And so this is something that we do not have in ourselves, but only in Christ.
这就难怪为什么怎么尝试都谦卑不下来。
And that is why that there is no way for me to humble myself.
只有基督的生命才能够活出基督的样式。
Only the characteristic of Christ can live out the life of Christ.
所以只有基督才能够活出谦卑。
Because only Jesus, only Christ can live out this humble life.
只有基督才能够活出微小。
And only Christ can become one who is small.
所以我们发现说谦卑不是我们努力就可以做到的。这个谦卑乃是基督生命的流露。
And so we see here that humility is not something that we can live out, but that only Christ can.
所以最终我发现说谦卑不是行为的问题，乃是生命的问题。
So we see here that humility is not a matter of my character, but that it is a matter of life.
所以你要进天国的话，不在于你怎么做，乃在于你怎么活。
And so to enter into the kingdom, it isn't a matter of how what to do, but how to do it.
所以神所看重的不是我们做什么事，不是我们怎么样做事，他所看重的乃是我们怎么做人。
So the Lord doesn't look to see how we do things or what we are doing, but that how we are being, how we are living.
所以你如果在服事当中，在生活当中，在工作当中，你就会发现说，有时候你这个人观景不对，你做的越多，自己就越大。
So whether it's in our daily life, whether we're working or in school, whatever it is, that the more that we do, if we live by ourselves, we become greater.
就我们快快的回到这个马太福音十八章这里啊，第三节这里。
And so let's return to Matthew 18 verse 3 again.
这里回转这个原文是被动式，就是被回转。
And so it says here to return to or to be converted in the original language is to go back.
所以我们就知道说我们乃是被神回转了，是神使我们谦卑。
And we know that it is the Lord who turns us back.
那当然在这之前有一个重点，就是我们需要有渴慕，这个非常重要。
And so there is one prerequisite to this, and that is to have the desire.
所有属灵生命的成长都是从渴慕开始的。
And all of our spiritual learning and understanding begins with this desire.
所以我们首先需要渴慕进天国，渴慕成为微小谦卑的人。
And we must desire to enter into the kingdom. We must desire to become like a child.
所以当我们有这样渴慕的时候，神就会借着各样的环境，借着各样的试炼，把我们带到一个地步，叫我们自己对自己绝望，对自己死心。
And so when we have this desire, it is the Lord who brings us into His life.
不再有自信。
So that it is no longer a proud life.
不再依靠自己。
That we do not rely upon ourselves.
那只有对自己死了，基督才能够活。
Only when we die to ourselves can the Lord Jesus live within us.
所以当我们最谦卑的时候，其实也就是基督在我们身上显为最大的时候。
And so when we are more humble, then it is when the Lord is greatest in us.
那现在我们就知道了，这个神的话是不会错的，圣经是不会错的，只不过是我们这个人错了。
And so we see here that the Bible is never wrong, that it is man who is wrong.
这个神的真理，神的律法，全部都是完美无瑕的。
And the laws and commandments never change, that it is us who have misinterpreted.
所以什么时候我们死了，我们对自己不再依靠了，对自己没有反应了，什么时候我们就可以像刚刚诗歌里面所唱的，不再是我，乃是基督。And
so when we die to ourselves, only then can we, just as the hymns that we sang earlier, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
所以许多时候我们自己需要停下来，自己不要再出头。
And so sometimes we have to take a moment and not be the first to act.
当我们真的像诗歌那样所唱的，不再是我乃是基督的时候，我们就能够活出这个基督的微小，基督的谦卑。
And so when we, just as the hymn said, when it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me, when we live like that, then it is Christ who lives out.
可以活出基督的简单真实。
And that we can live out the simplicity of Christ.
活出基督才能够活进天国。
And when we live out Christ, only then can we enter into the kingdom.
我想我就交通到这里啊。
And that will be my sharing.
时间就给Ben弟兄。
We'll give the following time to our brother Ben.
Really thankful for our brother's sharing.
我们实在感谢弟兄的分享。
And is it okay if I say another word of prayer?
我们再有点祷告。
Lord, we just pray that you would continue to own this time.
主，我们祷告，你继续使用下面的时间。
Pray that your spirit would have full reign of what is spoken here this morning.
愿你的圣灵来带领，来掌管我们下面所要交通的。
Lord, we really need you.
主，我们实在需要你。
We really need to hear your voice.
主，我们实在听见，需要听见你的声音。
So we beg that you would do the speaking.
愿你自己得着我们，愿你自己在我们里面来做工。
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告， amen. So
if you all have your Bibles, I'm going to be turning to a lot of Bible verses this morning. So please bear with me. I'll read it fairly quickly, just for the sake of time. But if you could just listen to the words, that would be great if you don't have a Bible.
对，我们今天要读很多的圣经，
大家可以听我来读。 I'm going to start with Psalm 103, verse 1. It says, Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name.
诗篇103篇第3节， 我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。 凡在我里面的，也要称颂他的圣名。
Psalm 145, verse 3. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom.
诗篇145篇第3节， 耶和华本为大，该受大赞美， 其大无法测度。
Psalm 34, verse 1. I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips.
诗篇34篇第1节， 我要时时称颂耶和华，赞美他的话必常在我口中。
Psalm 113, verses 1 through 3. Praise the Lord, you his servants. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, The name of the Lord is to be praised.
诗篇113篇1到3节，你们要赞美耶和华，耶和华的仆人啊，你们要赞美，赞美耶和华的名，耶和华的名是应当称颂的，从今时直到永远，从日出之地到日落之处，耶和华的名是应当赞美的。
So if you couldn't tell already, the burden in my heart this morning is on the topic of praising the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们已经可能能够感觉到今天早晨在我里面的负担就是来交通来赞美我们的耶和华神。
You know, this past week in my life, it was full of very stressful moments, and frustrating moments.
在过去的一周里面，我的生活里面可能都很紧张，有很多很让我焦虑的事情。
And the Lord placed this topic in my heart, and I was debating with Him, and I felt like, Lord, this is not appropriate for me to speak on this morning.
当主把这个题目放在我心里面的时候，我跟里面跟主来争论说，好像在我这个光景里面来交通这个题目不太合适吧。
And I felt like this past week I was failing at praising the Lord.
在过去的这一周，我感觉好像是在赞美神这件事情上面，好像我很失败。
But these verses reminded me that as a child of God, it is always appropriate for His people to talk about praising the Lord.
但这些经文提醒我们说，作为神的儿女，我们总是应该是很，对我们来讲呢，来赞美神，来谈论这个题目是应该很合适的。
And no matter what kind of a week you're having, no matter what frustrations or circumstances that we are in,
不管在什么样的光景里面，不管我们有多软弱，不管我们在什么时候，我们都可以来赞美我们的神。
The Lord's name is to be praised.
我们主的名是应当被称颂的。
And you consider King David, who the majority of his life, he was threatened and people were after his life.
我们如果来思想大卫这一生的时候，在他一生中有很长一段时间，他的生命一直受到仇敌的威胁的。
And he never once stopped praising the Lord.
但是他一直没有停止来赞美神。
So what exactly is praise?
那赞美是什么意思呢？
It is to extol, to glorify, to honor.
赞美就是来高举，来敬拜，来尊崇我们的神。
It's an expression of approval or admiration to someone or something.
赞美就是一种对那个所事所做的事情的一个肯定，一个称颂，一个接受。
And in the Bible, the word praise is mentioned hundreds of times depending on the English translation.
在圣经里面，赞美这个字出现了几百次。
And it is synonymous to words like honor, to glorify, to extol.
在英文的翻译里面有很多的同义词，有高举，有称颂，有敬拜，有赞美。
So the first question is, why do we need to praise God?
第一个问题是说，我们为什么要来赞美我们的神呢？
We see from Isaiah 43:21, it says, The people whom I formed for myself will declare my praise.
在以赛亚书43:21这里说，这百姓是我为自己所造的，好述说我的美德。
So we were made to praise God.
我们受造就是为了赞美神。
And no one is excluded from praising God.
在这赞美的事情上面是没有一个人是例外的。
And Psalm 150 verse 6, everything that has breath shall praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
诗篇150篇第六节，凡有气息的都要赞美耶和华。
And if you read this, it's a commandment. Everyone who has breath, everything that has breath shall praise the Lord.
当我们读这些经文的时候，这是一个命令。这里说，凡有气息的，每一个人，每一件，每凡有气息的所有的东西，都要赞美耶和华。
And he deserves praise because he is praiseworthy.
他配得我们的敬拜和赞美，因为他实在是配。
And I'll give you an example. We're fortunate to live in the shadow of Mount Rainier.
我们可以举个例子，现在我们就生活在，比如说我们这边有个雷尼尔雪山。
And I know that some families today are camping at Mount Rainier, so if they're listening online, they will know exactly what I'm talking about.
我们知道，我们也许有些人已经去过这边，在上面 camping. 我们大家也许知道我讲的什么意思。
You can't see Mount Rainier and not have words of praise.
当你看见雷尼尔雪山的时候，你忍不住要来赞美它。
If you look how magnificent the mountain looks, you stand there and you're just in awe. You will have words of wow, amazing.
当你站在雪山的底下，看见雪山这么大的时候，你所要说的话就啊，这个山怎么这么伟大？
Last year, my family went hiking there, and I found myself as we were hiking the entire time just praising the mountain, like wow, look how amazing it looks. You want to take pictures with it. You say, look how grand it looks.
去年我们一家人去那边，在雪山上面去走路， 在登山的时候，我发现说在一路走，一路我在那里赞美，你看周围的环境多么美，这个山多么伟大。
And as we sat on some rocks, as we were eating lunch and looking at the mountain, you could hear the conversation of everyone around us. Everyone was praising about, wow, it's amazing.
在中途的时候，我们找了一个石头，我们在那里用午餐的时候，我们周围就听见很多人，几乎所有人都在说，你看这个山这么漂亮，实在是很奇妙的一件事情。
We say these words naturally. Nothing is forced out of us.
当我们在赞美、在称赞的时候，还是很自然的事情，没有任何人强迫我们说这句话。
It's a natural reaction because we see something that is worthy of praise.
因为当我们看见一个很美的东西、很伟大的东西的时候，我们自然而然地要发出赞美来。
And you wouldn't be drawn to it like these family. We wouldn't go to Mount Rainier if it was this tiny little hill with that's not very significant.
如果这个不是那么伟大美丽的山的话呢，我们不会开这么远车去那里，我们不会开出这么远去一个很小很小的山里面去 hiking.
Is this our reaction when we consider the Lord?
这就是我们当我们来思想我们的主的时候，我们应该有的反应。
If we really see Him for who He is, we can't not utter the words of "Wow, amazing! Or how awesome is He?"
当我们对主的所事有一点点认识的时候，我们忍不住就要说。我们的神是多么的伟大。
You know, in our English group for Bible study, we're going through the life of Jesus, and as we consider how he came into this world, how he humbled himself, how he went to the cross, and he did it all for us.
我们英文组在查这个四福音书，当我们在查耶稣生平的时候，看见说耶稣怎么来到世界上来，怎么样地上行走33年半，怎么样为我们上了十字架，我们实在是要说我们的主实在是伟大。
And how can you not praise him?
我们怎么能够不来称颂他的名呢？
And do we really see how worthy he is of praise?
我们实在是看见说他是在配得我们的赞美和敬拜。
But still the question is, why is it important for us to have to praise him, that it would be spoken as a command in the Bible?
我们再回到这个问题，当然就是说，我们为什么神为什么要命令我们要来赞美我们的神？
You know, God is not someone who is full of himself and he has to create beings to say, I need more praise, so I'll create people to praise me.
神不是那个自我为中心的神，好像是为了满足自己的需要，所以他造了很多人让人来赞美他似的。
He says we need to praise him because he's worthy of it.
神告诉我们说，他配得我们的赞美。
And there's one thing that we have to understand with praise.
这就是我们需要对赞美这个事情要明白的。
That God has given us His name for us to praise Him, and it is to our benefit.
神把他的名赐给我们，让我们来赞美他的名，是为了我们的好处。
It is actually, if you really think about it, it is actually God's grace that He allows us to praise His name.
当我们仔细思想的时候，我们会发现说，这实际上是神的恩典，他允许我们来赞美他的名。
Have you ever thought of that? That praising God is for our benefit.
大家有没有思想到这一点呢？赞美神是为了我们的益处。
And I'll tell you why.
我要告诉大家为什么。
When we praise God, it draws us near to Him.
当我们来赞美神的时候，我们就跟神非常的接近。
It is a sign of our faith and our trust in Him.
这就表明说我们在他里面有信心，我们对他有信靠。
It is us recognizing really who he is.
这说明说我们认识到我们的神是怎样的一位神。
And when we recognize that and we praise him,
当我们认识到我们的神是怎样的一位神，我们来赞美他的时候，
it actually changes the position that we are in.
他就改变我们的地位。
There is a shift from ourselves to God.
就把我们从自我为中心的地位上面移到神的那里面去。
There is a shift of taking our eyes off of ourselves and putting it on our God who is a God of hope.
就改变我们的眼光，让我们不再看我们自己，让我们来看这位伟大的神。
As an example, King David, like I mentioned, people were going after his life.
我们还是回到这个大卫王的例子来，他的一生里面很多人要来杀他。
It's easy for him to have self-pity and to hide in fear.
很容易他会落在这个自我怜悯的光景里面去的。
But he was a man of praise, always praising God.
但是他是一个赞美的人，他经常来赞美神。
That was a complete shift of the circumstances he was in to shifting and placing his eyes on the Lord.
借着赞美这件事情，他就不再看他周围的环境，他就把他的眼光来看见这位伟大的救主神。
So when we praise God, it is recognizing that we are not righteous, but he has given us his righteousness.
当我们赞美神的时候，我们就发现说，我们自己是不义的，但是神把他的义来赐给我们。
Praising God shifts our eyes on our own merit from not being able to stand on our own merits to standing on His merits.
赞美神使我们从自己的，我们不再依靠自己的美德，我们从就转换到在神的里面来依靠他的美德。
Praising God is recognizing that we are not worthy, but yet.And He is worthy, and yet He still loves us and is willing to die for us.
赞美神使我们看见说我们自己不配，可是我们的神是配的，可是他却为我们，却愿意为我们舍命流血。
A shift from the impossible to the possible, from hopelessness to hope, from weakness to strength. The list goes on and on.
赞美神使我们能够从那些不可能的，然后变得可能，从那个没有盼望、没有指望的，到这个有盼望、有指望的神的身上。这个点可以讲很多很多点下来。
And ultimately.A shift from death to resurrection.
最终的一点是，赞美神能够把我们从死亡的地位里面带出来，进到这个生命的里面去。
Yes, the Bible commands that we praise God because He is simply worthy of it.
对，圣经命令我们，我们要来赞美神，因为他是配得赞美的。
But have we ever thought that praising God is to our benefit?
但是我们有没有想说，赞美神是为了我们自己的益处？
A shift from ourselves to God is everything.For us as Christians.
借着赞美能够把我们从自己里面带出来，带到神的里面去，这一点实在非常重要。对我们基督的生活来说，这一点实在非常关键的一点。
I'll give you an example, and I've mentioned this many times to our youth, and they're probably tired of listening to my stories.
我再给大家举一个故事，这个故事也许年轻人已经听过，我再给大家讲一遍。
And many of you already know this story.
也许有些弟兄姊妹已经知道这个故事。
So when my wife was giving birth to our first child,
当我的妻子在生头胎的这个女儿的时候
，to make a really long story short, she had a lot of complications.
那我们把这个故事简单讲来讲，就是她在生产过程中间有很多的这种情况，复杂情况。
And basically, finally, we had to do an emergency C-section.
然后呢，以至于说我们需要做一个剖腹产的紧急的剖腹产的手术。
And after the C-section, I was holding my son for the first time.
哦，当我妻子生着头胎的儿子的时候，我抱着我的儿子。
But my wife was completely unresponsive.
那时候我的妻子一点反应都没有。
For hours, she was unresponsive.
有好几个小时，他没有一点的反应。
The worst part was all the doctors came in and they were standing there looking at her, scratching their head, saying, "I've never seen something like this before."
更糟糕的是，有很多的医生来站在他的床边来看着他，抓着头说：“我们没有见过这种情况，不知道怎么处理。”
And they even asked other doctors who were in other rooms to come in to evaluate what was going on.
他们甚至需要去请别的医生，在别的房间里面的医生过来看，来帮忙来诊断，说到底这是什么情况。
Word got around the whole hospital, that whole delivery, and all the nurses started coming in looking to see what was going on.
在那个整个产房、整个部门的生产部门的那些护士都来看，每个都来看，那个到底怎么回事？
She was completely, completely unresponsive.
那个我的妻子是一点的反应都没有。
And every single doctor that came in, they were crossing their arms like this, looking at her.And just saying, in all my years of practice, I've never seen something like this.
那个所有的医生来了以后，都插着手在那里看着，说，在我从医这么多年的这个经验里面，我从来没有遇到过这种情况。
It really did not help the situation for me.
这对我来讲的话，实在是一个很绝望的事情。
Finally, I don't remember exactly how long, but about 3 or 4 hours of listening to these doctors tell me that they've never seen it before.This situation before.
我不知道过了多久，那可能至少有三四个小时。当我听了这每个医生都来讲说，他们从来没遇见过这种情况的时候。
Finally, my dad comes into the room by himself.
最后我父亲来到这个房间里面。
And he just came straight in, and I wasn't sure what he was doing.
他就是好像是一下就冲进来似的，我不知道他在做什么。
And he went right to Joanna, held her hand, looked her straight in the face.
他来到这个床前，抓起我妻子的手，对看着她的脸。
And he said, "Joanna, praise the Lord."
他跟我的妻子说 ，Joanna, 赞美神。
And immediately she became responsive.
马上我的妻子就有反应了。
I've never experienced anything like that in my life before.
在我的一生中，我从来没遇到过这种事情。
None of the doctors knew what was going on. In fact, they've never seen anything like this happen before.
实际上, 他们在他们同意的一生里面,
but those three words, praise the Lord,
那三个字,
a complete shift of position from humanity to and all the failures of man to being in the presence of God.
把我们从我们这个人，从人的软弱、人的失败里面，完全移到神的同在里面去。
And what an amazing thing!
实在是很奇妙的一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, when we praise the Lord,
弟兄姊妹们，当我们赞美主的时候，
it is actually for our benefit.
这实在是为了我们的益处。
We might think that God demands these things from us.
我们也许说，这以为说这是神的要求，这是神的命令。
But He demands these things from us so that it can be a benefit to us.
但是神之所以这么命令，这么要求我们，是为了我们的好处。
Because we learn to take our eyes off of ourselves and we place it on Him.
因为我们学习说，把我们的眼光从我们自己的身上挪到我们主的身上去。
Because when we are able to praise Him,
当我们能够来赞美他的时候，
we recognize who He is.
我们就能认识到他是怎样的一位神。
That He is our Creator.
他是我们的造物主。
He is our loving Savior.
他是我们那位爱我们的救主。
And He is our best friend.
他是我们最好的朋友。
And He's simply worthy of it.
他实在是配得我们的赞美。
So I hope that when we ever, moving forward, if we ever sing songs of praise or if these words come out of our mouths,
我是在盼望说，当我们以后我们在唱赞美的诗歌，在赞美神的时候，
that we really understand that our Lord is worthy of it.
我们实在是明白说，我们的主是配得赞美的。
And honestly, it is for our benefit.
实在讲，这是为了我们的益处。
I have a lot of other verses I was going to share on, but I think we're out of time.
哇，这里还有很多的经文我还没有讲到，可是我们可能没有时间了。
But I encourage all of you to go home and look up all the words of praise in the Bible.
但是我鼓励大家每一个人回家去以后，在圣经里面来查好经文，来看那些赞美的经文。
The Lord is so deserving of it.
我们的主实在是配得我们的赞美。
And if we don't praise the Lord, I'll just use one last example.
我也许再举最后一个例子，如果我们不赞美神的话，
if we don't praise the Lord, you remember when the triumphant entry when Jesus is walking into the city?
大家记得吗？当耶稣最后在荣耀中进耶路撒冷城的时候，
that everyone was praising the Lord.
每一个人都在赞美主。
And these teachers and Pharisees and Jewish leaders were all telling Jesus, why don't you tell these people to stop praising, stop making a ruckus?
那些法利赛人，那些夫子就对耶稣说，夫子，你责备你的门徒，叫他们不要赞美。
And the Lord's response was, I tell you, if these become silent, the stones will cry out.
我们主耶稣基督的回应就是说，我告诉你们，如果他们闭口不说，这些石头要呼叫起来。
What a shame it will be if we live our entire life lacking in our praise in the Lord, and we let stones cry out to praise Him.
对我们来讲，如果我们这一生我们没有来赞美神，反而是让这些石头来赞美神，是多么羞耻的一件事情。
So regardless of how you and I are feeling,
不管你和我里面感觉是什么样子，
regardless of what circumstances we are in,
不管我们在什么样的环境里面，
regardless of how terrible life is or might be for us,
也许我们正在经历生活中很大的难处，
it is always appropriate for God's people to praise His name.
但是我们都需要
From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised.
就像圣经里告诉我们说，从日出之地到日落之处，耶和华的名是应当赞美的。
Let's bow with a word of prayer.
我们低头一点祷告。
Lord, we're so thankful that you are such a good God.
主，我们实在感谢你，因为你实在是那位良善的神。
And Lord, you are praiseworthy.
主，你实在配得我们的赞美。Lord,
we praise you because you are our wonderful Lord.
主，我们赞美你，因为你是奇妙的神。Lord,
you have given us everything in yourself.
主，你在你自己里面，你把一切的分身都给了我们。You
even offered your own life up for us.
你甚至把你自己的宝贵的生命也赐给了我们。And
who are we that we should deserve that?
主，我们是和平安的人，我们居然能够得到这样的恩典。
Lord, we praise you, we worship you.
主，我们感谢、赞美、敬拜你。
And as our brother shared, may we have a childlike faith to accept your kingdom.
主，就像我们弟兄所交通的，让我们能回转向小孩子，好让我们能够进天国。
Lord, we thank you for these reminders this morning.
主，我们谢谢你今天曾对我们来说话。
Lord, and as we depart from here,
主，当我们要散去的时候，
may we continue in praising your name.
让我们能够在我们里面一直不断地来赞美你的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Before we end, we have quite a few announcements we need to make.
在我们结束前，我们有一些的报告。
And for all of the weekly meetings, so far, all the weekly meetings will still be held online.
在我们周间的聚会还是在线上。
And please refer to our website to see all the meetings. Meeting schedules. One important reminder. Next Sunday, August 1st, we will not be conducting in-person meeting at SCA or online meetings for our SCA meetings.
我们教会的这个组织的聚会，我们线上的聚会跟线下的聚会我们就没有。
But next Sunday we are encouraging everyone to participate in the West Coast Christian Conference.
但是呢，下一个组织我们鼓励每个弟兄姊妹们来参加西岸特会。
And our brother Godwin's son will be speaking.
我们孙弟兄会在西岸特会在组织的时间来分享信息。
And if you go to westcoastchristianconference.com.It will have the meeting schedule and then the link that you can click on to join us.
请弟兄姊妹们上西岸特会的网站，上面会有链接，有这个时间表和链接，大家可以点那个链接来参加这个主日的聚会。
Another important reminder regarding the West Coast Christian Conference.
还有另外一个关于西岸特会的报告。
Is that you should all be receiving an email soon.
如果你报名参加这个聚会的话呢，你应该都收到一个邮件。
With discussion group and devotion group numbers.
这个邮件会告诉你说，成根的时候你在哪一个组，在这个分组交通的时候你是哪个组。
And everyone will be given two numbers.
每一个人的话呢，会有两个组的号码。
The first number is your discussion group for Wednesday and Thursday, and your discussion group, and then it's the same number for your devotion group for Thursday morning and Friday morning.
第一个组的话呢，是礼拜三的分组交通和礼拜四的分组交通，还有礼拜四早上的晨更，礼拜五早上的晨更。第一个组的第一个号码是就是那个组别的号码。
The second number is for the following 2 days, a discussion group for Friday and Saturday, and then also morning devotions for Saturday and Sunday.
第二个号码就是那个组别的号码，是用在这个礼拜五和礼拜六的分组交通，还有礼拜六早上和礼拜天早上的晨更。
So please pay attention to those numbers, and then look out for that email.
所以 请大家留心这个邮件，留心在邮件里面两个的号码。
On August 8th, August 8th, the following Sunday, we will continue to resume our meetings.
在西岸特会的之后的那个主日，八月八号的主日，我们会有线下的聚会。
And we will have some brothers share their feedback on the conference.
我们会有几位的弟兄来分享西岸特会的回馈。
And we'll continue to conduct our in-person meetings in the same way where you have to register before coming, and that registration deadline is Friday night.
对，我要参加我们线下的这个实体聚会，还是要登记？登记在线上报名。那个报名的截止日期是礼拜五的晚上12点钟。
Also, going back to the West Coast Christian Conference, if we can continue to pray for the speakers.
我们再回到西岸特会，还有一点报告，我们继续为西岸特会的讲员来祷告。
And particularly the youth speakers, our brother Abe Wu will be the speaker for the youth this year.
我们也特别为这个年轻人的讲员，这个吴弟兄来祷告。
I think there are a lot of challenges that we face with meetings online.
对，因为我们这一次是线上的聚会，所以有很多的挑战。
And I think we can all appreciate how that might be challenging for our young people.
特别对我们年轻来讲的话呢，可能是更大的挑战。
So please keep them in prayer.
所以请弟兄姊妹们为这些聚会来祷告。
And please keep our brother Abe in prayer.
也把我们的服侍的弟兄们，这吴弟兄放在祷告中纪念来纪念。
Masks will still be required for our in-person meetings.
对，如果弟兄姊妹们来参加我们实体聚会的话呢，请佩戴。
Regardless of your thoughts or feelings on this, we want to respect everyone who's here.
对，不管大家自己感觉怎么样，可能我们为了弟兄相爱的缘故，为了比其他人的感觉的缘故，请大家戴口罩。
And there are a lot of other announcements. Please go to our church website to see that.
这教会的网站上面还有其他的一些的报告的事项，请弟兄姊妹们上去看。
And lastly, there's a brother Lee who was taken to the Lord this past Tuesday.
最后有个报告，就一位连长的李弟兄，在这过去的礼拜二被主接走了。
Please pray for his family and his loved ones.
请为他的这个家庭来祷告。